This is Ted Kennedy. Republican conservatives are taking no prisoners in their scheme to stack the federal courts with right-wing judges. They're even attacking the American Bar Association. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, you and I will continue to disagree over Ed Meese's controversial scheme to pack the federal courts with right-wing judges. But can't we at least agree that it's wrong for your troops to undermine the American Bar Association's independent screening of judicial nominees? The other day, the association bowed to right-wing pressure and dropped a member who had exposed the extreme lack of qualifications of some of your extremist candidates. And a Neanderthal conservative group is suing the ABA in a crude attempt to disrupt its work. The Bar Association performs an indispensable nonpartisan role on prospective judicial appointments, and it's wrong for you right-wingers to politicize the process. Let's let them do their job, Bob. They'll save you from some bad mistakes.
Ted, the American Bar Association knows how to take care of itself, even if some disagree with their judicial rankings. The really interesting thing is how well the Reagan nominees have done by ABA standards. When you look at all of President Reagan's judicial nominations, 52% were judged well-qualified or extremely well-qualified by the American Bar Association. For President Carter, the percentage was 55%, just about the same. Like most Americans, Ted, I want good, highly skilled judges. I also want judges who reflect the kind of America people voted for in 1980 and 1984. The problem with you is that you want to put politics first and quality second. The people know better, Ted, and according to the record, so does the American Bar Association. This is Senator Bob Dole. It's Reagan and Gorbachev in Iceland. I'm betting on Ronald Reagan. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.